Real interesting game. I mean, Glasgow are one of the most physical teams in the league, and you know, half time they've picked up four fouls the whole half, which is quite interesting. You know, we were really trying to go inside, and we know they're going to be physical, and we were being strong. No calls being made, but I thought we played within ourselves. I thought we showed some great composure. We had some spells of really, really good defence, which led to good offence at the other end, which allowed us to open the game up a little bit.
I'm glad you said that, because I thought it was quite a physical game. When big man Arturas, he got hammered up there a few times.
No, he's going to, and it's one of these things. I don't think the referees necessarily mean to do it, but you know, he's the biggest guy on court, he's the strongest guy there, and they probably allow people to get away with a little bit more than they should against him. And he's a little bit disappointed, but we've got to, you know, he's got to learn to play through that. He's played against more physical players than he's going to meet here. So, you know, overall, very, very pleased with the outcome of the game.
Second quarter, you got away from them. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of let them back towards the end.
Yeah, third quarter we came out and we threatened to go 20 points up, and you know, they jumped into a zone defense, and it was almost like we'd run into a brick wall and we didn't know what to do against it. And I kind of left the guys on the court as long as I could for them to figure it out, but they in the end had to call a timeout and just adjust a few things. And I think we came out and had a spell where we played some really tough defense again, which, you know, led to some easy buckets at the other end, and we got back into our offensive rhythm.
They were next to you in the table, so it was an important one to win this. You opened up that little bit of a gap.
Really important for two reasons. A, because I think they jumped to fifth last night because they won. Now we'll go back to the fifth spot. They beat us up at their place, and it's important we won this game so we still keep the head-to-head alive. So, you know, this was a massive game for us, and certainly going into the new year, it's very important that, you know, we continue to keep winning our games at home.
Yeah. We know all about Prezi Blue, wasn't he, at the start, and, you know, you brought your other guy in. Are you happy with your squad now?
I'm delighted with my squad. Now, this is the squad we should have had right from the start. And, you know, you just see the control and the confidence throughout the other team, because Prez is there running the show now. Everybody's playing in their true position, so no one's feeling uncomfortable. They're happy with where they are. And the addition of Kai Williams has been fantastic for us. You know, he's been a tremendous player for us so far. So hopefully, you know, we keep this train rolling forward.
You play Plymouth in the trophy on Friday here. So you want a decent crowd to turn out for that one. What sort of game is that going to be?
Oh, it's going to be a great game. We had some great games against Plymouth, especially here. So, I mean, last year we played Leicester, I believe it was, and this place was packed to the rafters. So hopefully it's going to be the same thing again, you know, on Friday. You know, people want something to do on the 28th. You know, come on down to the University of Worcester and watch a great game of basketball, 7:30 tip-off. But it's a trophy game as well, quarter-final of the trophy, so there's a lot riding on it. The winner goes through to semi-final, so hopefully we're going to be ready to play another solid game.